This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship plays a vital role in supporting farmers across the state, promoting ag innovation, conservation, and economic growth. Through a range of programs and initiatives, the department helps ensure Iowa's agriculture industry remains strong, sustainable, and resilient. However, this important work depends heavily on both state and federal funding, as well as regulatory frameworks that shape what is possible in terms of support and implementation. We talk state and federal needs right after this with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right, unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs. All thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
As the Iowa legislative session enters its final stretch, lawmakers are focused on finalizing this year's state budget. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy said IDALS is among several agencies requesting a funding increase, and he acknowledges the importance of demonstrating how the additional investment will deliver results for Iowa farmers and rural communities.
And we're asking for some increases this year, specifically around that Choose Iowa program, continuing to build on the momentum there. We will be able to show a great return on investment for the state in terms of dollars being spent locally and tax revenue, those types of things. So we're going to make that argument aggressively. And then around foreign animal disease in particular, we have to continue to build our capacity to respond. And those are the two main areas that we're asking for increases. And, it's just a time of really working with the legislature and answering their questions. And
on the federal level, President Trump and the EPA have once again announced a summertime waiver allowing nationwide sales of E15. Secretary Nagy notes that while Iowa and several Midwestern states already enjoy year-round access, the waiver is a positive step for expanding access across the country. He's also urging Congress to take permanent action, eliminating the need for seasonal waivers by making year-round E15 availability the law nationwide.
The announcement this week on the summer fueling season waiver, which essentially makes it year-round access to E15 all across the country, is a good thing. You're right. Midwestern states that had been under a waiver was already taken care of, but this is about nationwide. And the summer fueling season being from, May 1 to September 15th, without the waiver, E15, unleaded 88, would not be available in certain places. And so this is an important action that EPA has taken today, that the Trump administration has taken. And we've been pushing hard for it. But it still remains that the ideal situation is not to have to be waiting for and pushing for this emergency waiver, that we have congressional action that would once and for all make it permanent year-round access to E15.
On the trade front, Secretary Nagy acknowledges that tariffs can be a useful tool for initiating new negotiations. However, he urges President Trump to move quickly, warning that agriculture is often the first target for retaliatory measures, and our economy is already under pressure.
A point that we continue to make to folks in the administration is, look, the ag economy doesn't have the ability to absorb the shock that it did even in 1819 when we first were dealing with these types of tariff situation, the retaliatory tariffs and that sort of thing. And so the message is, we need to shorten this time frame that we're exposed, if you will. And I'm really hopeful. Look, I think it's encouraging that we're hearing about so many countries coming to the table.
Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.